For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Hundreds of people turned up to the state capitol in Jefferson City last night to protest police brutality. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
A series of speakers denounced police killings of black men and women on the south lawn of the Capitol for 2 hours in front of a line of Missouri National Guard and Highway Patrol troopers. Many shared stories of discrimination at the hands of law enforcement, including Missouri NAACP President Nimrod Chapel Jr.
Whether it's the coronavirus that we seem to be on the leading edge of death with no plan to help us, or whether it's in the streets where we get pulled over simply because of the color of our skin, almost 100% more often than anybody else who's white.
Protesters then marched to Jefferson City's historic black business district near Lincoln University before returning to the Capitol and dispersing around 10 p.m. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News.
Municipal and school board elections are being held today in Columbia. The Columbia Missourian reports that polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. Elections were delayed by Governor Mike Parson due to concerns surrounding COVID-19. Voters may notice changes to polling places, such as the use of plexiglass barriers to separate voters and booths spaced according to social distancing guidelines. People that have requested absentee ballots have until 7 p.m. tonight to submit them to the county clerk's office. Protesters walked the streets of Columbia last night as part of the ongoing nationwide response to the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. KBIA's Alexander Trimis has more.
The protests started off in a relatively quiet note, a few dozen protesters blocking the intersection of Broadway and Providence near downtown with their vehicles. The largely peaceful protest was disrupted twice when separate vehicles appeared to intentionally strike demonstrators. One woman was taken to a nearby hospital. She has not been identified and her condition is not known. But despite these incidents, protesters say they refuse to allow anything to detract from their message.
But we're not going to be bullied and we're not going to be beat up. It's people like that, that's the reason why we're here. Privileged white people that feel like they can treat people any kind of way they want to and get away with it.
That's Jacqueline Watts, one of the demonstration's organizers. She says it's important the demonstrations remain nonviolent as they walk the streets of downtown Columbia.
Another leader who shares this sentiment is Mary Ratliff. She's the president of the Columbia chapter of the NAACP. Ratliff says she's excited to see the kind of passion the demonstrators have to offer.
I'm glad to see the young people out. I want to see them more organized. I want them to be able to give a message of why they are here, why they are marching.
Ratliff says that without leadership and a community-oriented mindset, there is no way for protests and the movement itself to succeed in its mission. I'm Alexander Trimis, KBIA News.
And I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.